Professional football in America is a special game, a unique game, played nowhere else on earth. It is a rare game. The men who play it make it so.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs and have some fun.
Hey, fellas, this is what you work all off season for. This is why you lift all them weights. This is why you do all that.
6 Mississippi, 7 Mississippi.
Ooh, Mrs. Fantasy T. And you're tuned in to 7 Mississippi right here on the HQ Sports Network. And for those of you that are new to the program, 7 Mississippi covers the ins and outs, the ups and downs, the smack talk, those that are giving up on the league, on the season, those that quit the league because they don't like the color of their helmet in the Yahoo standings and don't know how to change their logo. This is a podcast covering the Fantasy Life Fantasy Football League, 12-team PPR. And as we take a look at the lay of the land here in the Fantasy Life, got two teams up top at 3-0. But a 2-1 team, the middle finger, a.k.a. Philly Sal, who we will hear from later on in the program, he's got the most points put up. Get out of harm's way and stay away to Evans. Stay away to Evans, didn't draft his own team. But he knew how to start Mike Evans, and I guess that's what's most important. 3-0 as well. And we go down to the peasants of this fine fantasy football league, and we start off with the leader of the peasants, all Barkley, no bite. I mean, even with Barkley, there's no bite. Another team also at 3-0. Oh, sorry, 0-3 is Lisco's Last Dance. And at 0-3, with the garbage they've been putting out on the field, it really might be his last dance. Bijan Mustardson, I mean, he's not far behind. He's somehow 1-2. Probably should be 0-3. Be too focused on selling that mustard. Philly Sal has a lot to say about him as well later on in the program. You look at last week's performances, and the middle finger keeps showing up as somebody who's handling his business. Most points in the league last week, and most points in the league scored the week before. Back after this.
Leon, your reactions following today's devastating loss.
Football's a team sport, man. So, I gotta put the loss squarely on the shoulders of my supporting cast. Look, man, I've been carrying these guys the whole season, but I can't do it all. I need some help.
So, your four fumbles weren't a factor in your mind?
Not if one of those other guys would have jumped on the ball. Again, Leon can't do everything.
There's no I in team.
Well, ain't no we either.
Hey, baby, we're gonna be here all day. We're gonna be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party. I like this kind of party, baby.
Number 32.
Fake down the middle. Oh, he ripped it. He got Garrett Wilson in stride. And this is going the distance. Just like that, the Jets have life.
And wow, what a strike. And you went to the guy.
That was a Garrett Wilson touchdown from the week before. It's survival of the fittest right now in the 2023 fantasy football season. If you got a player like Garrett Wilson, you're going to have to find ways to get to that finish line, to get into the playoffs. And he's on Philly Sal's team, the middle finger, and he's finding ways to utilize Garrett Wilson. He didn't have a great week this past week. Went up against Christian Gonzalez, the rookie phenom at corner. And Garrett Wilson's going to have his hands full again this week as he goes up against the up-and-coming Legarius Sneed in shadow coverage. Let's talk to Philly Sal.
Niggas been counting me out. I'm counting my bullets. I'm loading my clips. I'm writing down names. I'm making a list. I'm checking it twice and I'm getting them hit. The real ones been dying. The fake ones is lit. The game is off balance. I'm back on my shit. The Bentley is dirty. My sneakers is dirty. But that's how I like it. You all on my dick. I'm all in my bag. As hard as it get. I do not
Philly Sal coming out of South Philly. How are you, my friend?
Oh my God. Fantasy T. I'm excited. I'm honored to be here on this podcast with you. the first episode of Seven Mississippi for this dog shit fantasy life league. This league, honestly, let me tell you something, Fantasy Chief. From the beginning, it's been a joke to me. And I haven't seen much competition. What do you think?
I can't talk much. I mean, my team is in no position to speak Philly style. But it seems a competitive league with people on top of their game so far.
Yeah, I might have asked the wrong guy. You've been kind of embarrassing. Let me down a little bit. I talked a lot of hype about you, and you're just treading water over there. I don't understand what you're doing these days.
It's a down season right now for Fantasy T. I got nothing to say. I'm just going to keep pushing forward, man. That's all we could do. And as we look here at the Fantasy Life standings, I see you pushing forward. You're chilling at the number three spot at 2-1, but we know who's got the most points in the league, and that's you, Philly Sal.
I should be number one. We got a bunch of fake one and twos in front of me, but I'll get there. I'll continue putting up the most points each week, dominating my opponents, leaving them begging for mercy. I just want to make a quick note that he might change his name, but he's still a scrub in this league. He goes by Child's Play because he's a child, but now he's a mustard, and I'm just putting him on and eating him up. He goes by Bijan now, thinking like he's some classy mustard. Can't do nothing. Criticized my draft. Made fun of certain players I drafted. And I don't see him really working his way up the standings. That's for damn sure. If I look at him right now, I see him at 10th. So, I mean, I just wanted to put that out there that maybe certain individuals should stop running their mouth during drafts.
More importantly, though, have you tried Bijan's mustard soup?
No, I haven't seen it in stores yet. I'm actually kind of curious where I can find it. I'd love to sample it on a nice hot dog of some sort.
Yeah.
But I think they call them glizzies these days.
A nice ballpark hot dog, huh?
Yeah. You know,
you can't go wrong with that. You can't go wrong with that. I mean, now last week, I mean, bro, you put up 185.08 points. That's the most in the league.
It was 186, T. It was 186.
It was 186.
Look at my glasses. Don't discredit my points, okay?
You know, there you go, 186. Okay. Wow. I mean, that's impressive, Philly Sal, especially after the week before. I mean, what you put up the week before? I know you don't have this memorized, but I'll tell you what you put up.
You know what? I came prepared for this podcast, and I got the stats in front of me. I had 151.48.
Not a decimal off, folks. Not one off. I mean, how do you stay humble when your team just goes bananas every single week? I mean, do you honestly just look at other teams like myself and just want to say you're just a peasant? Is that how you feel?
No. I really appreciate everyone trying and everyone that threw in their $50 for the league. I appreciate them all. You know, I won't forget them at the end. You know, I'll make sure that whoever collected the puck gets a little something for themselves. You know, I'm a man of the league, and I just want to make a little note here for you. Like, this is the first time that this league is doing something really big and giving back to the community. It's the first ever Give a Wish to a GM, and it's where we reach out to a potential GM in fantasy who's awful, garbage, can't draft, can't manage, can't really win, and we situate him in a position where they can win. We give them a team fully drafted, ready to go. And, you know, we give him a shot, a leg up, you know, like we're helping Timmy out a little bit. And this year's winner is none other than Latham. We gave him a fully stocked team, and we gave him the opportunity to win. And I think he's sitting at first right now, isn't he?
I think, I don't know who the hell Latham is, but, Stairway to Heavens. Yeah, he beat me a couple weeks ago. Nothing special, Stairway to Heavens. But, yeah, I mean, it kind of irks me that he didn't draft his own team, but if we didn't have him, I mean, we wouldn't have a team, right? I mean, didn't that guy leave over, he didn't like the color of his helmet or something? I don't know what that was about.
I guess it was over some draft issue. Oh, no, some trade issues. Yeah, it was over trade issues. He didn't like, you know, but we won't point fingers. We'll say that maybe each party was guilty of some type of negligence here, but you know, I'm just really happy this league is really helping out the less capable GMs of the world, you know, the ones that can't really do it on their own. So, you know, hopefully, you know, maybe we'll make a segment on ESPN, you know, for giving back to the GM community, you know?
I I don't even know what to say. Are you also, are you referring possibly to Lisco's last dance, 0-3?
He's struggling. You know, he's a good guy. I don't want to call.
It ain't about being a good guy, bro. Is his team ass or not? That's what I want to know.
You know, Fantasy T, I tried to give him a heads up. I told him to drop Daniel Jones and to start Kirk Cousins in week two.
He started Cousins. He took your advice.
No, he decided not.
Oh, no, he's starting him this week.
he decided to go with Dak, and it didn't work out for him. So, you know, I actually was trying to also give him some tips on trading A.J. Brown, which, again, Dijon Mustard over there was giving me shit about. So, you know, he's always wants to chirp about everyone's trades and drafts. I don't know. I don't see him doing much. I heard he offered you a trade.
He did, and I'm thinking about it right now.
You want to share it?
Yeah. I haven't shared it with you either. So, first time reporting this breaking news. He offered me Derrick Henry for Patrick Mahomes. Now, the way I look at it is I see Tajay Spears chilling on his bench. He clearly believes he's playing it the right way. He clearly believes Tajay Spears is going to possibly overtake that backfield, or it's going to be 50-50 or whatever, 55-45, to the point where neither one of them is really going to be worth much. They got the worst offensive line in football, according to PFF. That's a fact. And Henry's kind of limping already, and, you know, he needs to get steam going when you have a good offensive line, and as well as a defense that doesn't put up a million yards through the air every week. To me, it doesn't sound like a good combination. If there was a somewhat decent quarterback in free agency, I'd consider it more. But I'm thinking if I'm going to do it, I'm going to need Tajay Spears as well.
So you want to handcuff him? You want both?
If I'm going to invest Patrick Mahomes and make his team a lot better than what it is. I mean, if you think his team is trash, then he gets upgraded to, you know, just another team at least, right? But if I'm going to be using Daniel Jones every week, I'm not sure I can make that trade. You know what's interesting about when you make a podcast, Philly Sal? When the other party is clicking on things, we hear that you're clicking.
Okay? My fault. Yeah. I'm looking up. I'm live with you.
I don't know about you. You might be physically live, but I don't know if you're really present here.
No, I actually am looking at what other running backs are on his team, and I'm debating. Because I actually, as a person that has Derrick Henry in another league, I'm on the fence about it as well, just as the Titans as a whole. They just might not be doing what they have done in past seasons.
No, exactly. And their secondary is garbage. And if the opponent's going to put up points, they're not going to need King Henry to, you know.
Yeah, they're not going to. So I'm debating if, you know, you take your shot at, like, at Bijan, take away his star.
I did try to get Mustardson, but he rejected the trade. It was a different kind of trade. But look, I mean, I don't think my team is that bad, bro. I got my receivers. There's nothing to brag about. But I'm just saying it ain't that bad. You got Zay Flowers, Gabe Davis, Jordan Addison, T. Higgins, and Romeo Doubs, okay? The running backs, I got Saquon, Javonte Williams, and Roshan Johnson and Breece Hall. Yeah, these running backs are ass. Okay. But who would have thought? Who would have thought that all those names would have turned out like that? So I don't know. I don't think I'm deserving of a 3-0 record. I think I should be, you know, 1-2, almost 2-1. How about that?
You know, I'm a big believer in the schedule. So you got people like Olive Garden, aka Ash. He's sitting pretty right now at 6, right in the middle. But he has the most points scored against, excuse me, he's sitting with the least points scored against him in the league. So one might say that he should be 0-3, but he's starting at 2-1 with a measly 319 played against him, you know, while you have a 388 point differential against you. So I mean, who's to say? Maybe if the schedule was shifted or shuffled in a different manner, you would be in a different position right now, you know? Not all of us get to go to the Olive Garden and enjoy unlimited breadsticks and salad, you know?
Well, I think you just disrespected Ash and his creativity because his team name is Olave Garden. I got your back, Ash. I met you at that barbecue. Philly Sal, would you – you know, I've enjoyed this discussion so much. Would you join me in predicting the two marquee games of the week? in a few minutes?
Oh, it would be an honor. It would be a pleasure.
No, it's my pleasure. It's my honor. You are a man of status. You are known around the podcast.
Are you trying to get a trade from me?
I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at your team, and I'm like, I can use some of those players. Let's talk about it during the break. All right.
All right. All right. I can do that. All right.
Pardon me, would you have any gray poupon?
But of course.
Gray poupon, one of life's finer pleasures.
It's that time of year, folks. The leaves are changing colors. There's no more NFL football in September. We're on to October. And we see the NFL season's circle of life continue. Until those leaves that went from green to Thanksgiving colors, and they just eventually turn to dust or go into the soil or something like that. And this is week four in a fantasy life, fantasy football league. In the league where they play for pay. In the Fantasy Life Fantasy Football League, in the marquee match for the week, we got the highest scorer in the league, the middle finger, Philly Sal, going up against Commodore's team in fifth place. How about that, Philly Sal? What are you seeing here?
I find it ridiculous, to be honest with you, that Yahoo projects me as an underdog after what I've been putting up over these last 3 weeks. I look at, you know, Joe's team, it's okay, you know, but he's not doing anything. He don't got no players. My wide receivers of Tariq and Wilson and Thielen alone might outscore his team. I mean, his team is it's all show and no action. That's why his quarterback is watching. He's just out there, you know, hoping for a hand job, you know, hoping he can get a couple of points here and there. I don't see like it's not there. But you know, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe Waddle has a big game and Tariq Hill doesn't, but I ain't counting on his running backs. Like, well, Eckler ain't doing nothing.
Kyron Williams owns that whole LA backfield right now. He's in a pretty good spot.
Yeah, but did you see my backs? I mean, I got the hottest tandem right now.
You do.
You know, I got that Ford Swift, and I'm not talking about an automobile, you know? Come on now.
I see him on the field, man, and I see him behind that Philly offensive line, ranked number two by PFF. You can't get much better than that. And you got Hockenson. I mean, they're saying Kelce is Kelce, and no other tight end is Kelce, but Hockenson's been, you know, putting up some numbers for you.
Can I do a callback real quick, T?
Nah, bro.
Just
are you
bring
serious?
Up a, no. Let me just Just let me All just right. bring up a point where I drafted Hockenson and Child's Play, aka. Crap Mustard over there gave me shit, saying that was a waste of a draft pick. Now, week four, what did you just tell me? What did you just say?
What did I just say? TJ Hockenson.
He
didn't like that pick, right? He said it was a
exactly, and you're putting him up. You're putting him up there with Kelce. So I think I might know more than he does when it comes to drafting, and this guy thinks he's a savant.
I mean, if you're a part of the chat, you can tell he clearly believes in his analysis. So that's for sure. You can't hate the man for that. But look, I mean, Hockenson's put up 11 and a half, 25, or 26 really, and then 14. I mean, that's not necessarily Kelce at his prime, but it's better than Kelce right now. And those are solid weeks. Who wouldn't sign up for that?
I would say he would probably be doing better given the offensive line being kind of mediocre and Cousins being kind of shaky, but I think he's doing phenomenal.
And your opponent this week, Joe, Commodore's team. I mean, he's got David and Joe, that kind of sums up his team. I would say the bench is, he'll probably leave some points on the bench, right? And he'll probably wait for Jonathan Taylor to come back during these games, but he won't. I'm going to take the middle finger, Philly South.
Pete, I'm going to ask for your expert opinion here on some fantasy, given, you were playing some highlights earlier for Garrett Wilson. Like, what do you think I should do with him? I don't know what to do with this guy.
Well, you offered me him for Breece Hall, and I said no, but I would definitely say yes right now. So you could send him my way. I mean, look, you don't know what's going to happen. What happened last week? Christian Gonzalez, the rookie where is he? Oregon. He's going to be an all pro pretty soon. He didn't do much against Gonzalez. I mean, if he had Aaron Rodgers, he would have been fine. But Zach Wilson ain't going to get you past. I mean, he's not even going to get you past that bum in New Orleans in the slot corner that gets beat every single game. I don't know, man. That's how I feel.
I don't know. I'm open. I'm sending this out to the league. I'm open for trades for Garrett Wilson. I'm not asking for much, but don't offer me mustard. That's for damn sure.
So you really wouldn't take Bijan Mustardson, huh? What about Trevor Siemian? How do you feel about that? You think his value will go up a bit whenever Siemian gets in there?
I don't know, actually. That's a good question.
You should think about these things as a manager of that player, huh?
I probably should, but I don't. I think it's a lost cause. I think the Jets are just the Jets.
The same old Jets, Jets. I mean, what are you going to do? I'm not just saying that because I'm a Giants fan, but the chant gets kind of annoying. I mean, it's just Jets. I mean, you're just spelling the goddamn team name, just like your Eagles, actually.
I didn't want to say anything. I was almost past that point.
Yeah, you guys all run around like you got something unique or something
Listen, man, we're really excited. Deep. We could spell. We're excited.
You're spelling his damn name. That's it. Jeez, I mean, I don't even know what to say. Listen, where you want to go to next? Which game you want to cover next? This is not a week filled with excellent matchups.
I believe that the next big matchup is probably Mustard Garden over here. I think that might be the next marquee matchup over here. Ash versus DeRon. The two biggest fantasy gurus in their own mind. So I think that might be a good matchup. And given their teams, they got some firepower. I don't know. Oh yeah, I forgot. So that the league knows, I'm in another league with Ash. He took Hurts for me in this one, and it hurts. I got to be honest with you.
And I'm going to have to cut you off, brother. This is about fantasy life, okay? I don't care about no other league you and Ash are in. You go, that league can kiss our league's ass. This is the fantasy life.
All right. I do apologize. But looking at this team, there's a lot of star power here. I got to give them both credit. It's pretty much a toss-up. I see that Dorian over here has no quarterback as of yet.
Who is he going to pick up? I mean, there's not much out there. Have you seen the quarterbacks?
I actually haven't. You want to tell me?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I was considering that Mahomes trade. I still am. You got Daniel Jones. I mean, good luck. Boom or bust. Matthew Stafford, he'll give you a good floor. Geno Smith, he'll give you a good floor. CJ Stroud's looking pretty good. I got on my watch list. And then, what you want, Russell Wilson? Kenny Pickett still there? I don't know. Brock Purdy's here? No, Baker Mayfield.
I find it funny that the diehard Steelers fan won't even pick up his own quarterback. That just speaks volumes to me.
Yeah, it's. I bet you he doesn't even know they have 6 Super Bowls.
No, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure he does.
You ask him, he'll probably say, "Yeah, we won 2. That's only 2 he was alive for."
No. He knows. He knows his facts. He can't talk the amount of shit he talks without having facts ready to go. But honestly, if I'm going to make my pick, I'm going to go with Ash on this one. I think Olive Garden over here.
Olave goes off.
Yeah, it goes off. I think Hurts goes off. McCafferty is just a beast, so.
Yeah.
And Kittle's starting to come back to form from like 2 seasons ago. So I don't see much stopping Ash from winning this week.
Yeah, and Mustardson doesn't even have a quarterback. We went over the available quarterback now. He does have Ridley. He does have Pickens. I mean, who's, you know, he can go well. He's going to need his team to go well. Puka Nacua, he's cool down. Yeah. And Damian Pierce against that Pittsburgh front seven, I don't really like that. Yeah, this team. And Derrick Henry, no offensive line going over up against Cincinnati. That alone tells me I'm rejecting that trade. Yeah, Bijan Mustardson, bro, your team is just it's not a team built for a 12-team fantasy league. How about that?
Oh my goodness!
Like that? How I brought that all the way around?
Beautiful. You're bringing chats into this pod. I don't know what else to say. This is top tier newscasting, podcasting, all types of casting, Google casting, Chrome casting, whatever you want to call it. It's magical Philly, right now.
Philly Sal, man, this show ain't the same without you. I really appreciate everything this week, bro. This has been a great show.
Fantasy team, we're going to make our picks for the rest of the league.
You want to break that off? I'm saying we got two more games. We got some garbage games here, like 12 versus 4.
Well, I'm going to go. I'll give you some picks. I think our current first seed drops to Cooks and Woods. Shout out to Allison. I think, no offense to UT, I think my man Foz got you this week as well. He got a bit of a sleeper team as well.
Wait, you want to say there. That Foz has got me this week? I'll be honest. There's not many teams I could say I think I'm going to beat. But look at this guy. He's got Fields. Fields is going to give him -4 or 34. Who knows, okay?
Tandem is phenomenal.
Who? Amon-Ra and Debo?
Debo and Diggs.
Oh, he got Diggs?
Diggs, too.
Oof, yeah, this is not... Let's see his running backs. Miles Sanders, he'll probably get injured by halftime. He's already questionable. Brian Robinson, who knows? Against Philly, they're probably not the right matchup for him, but you should start him still. Have faith in your team. Andrews, Khalil Herbert, who's losing his job to my guy, Roshan Johnson. I mean, does that really intimidate you, man? Like, you don't think Darren Waller and fucking Matt
that's
Rita,
it. Hold on.
Gabe Davis against Miami, that's going to be a shootout. Zay Flowers, you know, he's a joystick, as Lamar said. Jordan Addison, he'll catch those two long touchdowns. T. Higgins, I mean, listen, man, I stand by my squad. And Fozzie, me and him have been having trade talks in the back of him. Respectful guy, you know, respectful guy. But, we coming for battle. He ain't no sleeper, bro. I'm a sleeper this week. I'm going to take your ass down. You watch and see.
You heard it here first, folks. Fozzie's coming for you. He got your name. He got your number. He's offering trades. And he's taking the W. I'm voting for you, Foz. I'm sorry. I don't.
The team name isn't called Barkley, No Bite for a reason. Okay, so I can bark all I want. And nobody's going to remember anything I said.
Yeah, you're about to name it No Barkley, No Bite.
Yeah. How'd you notice that? Oh, man.
I don't know what to tell you. Let's jump into the next matchup. Lisco's last dance against Get Out of Harm's Way.
I'm getting a Zoom thing saying running out of time. Upgrade to professional or some shit because I'm running out of recording time. I mean, come on.
All right, so I'm gonna go with Get Out of Harm's Way in this one, and I'm gonna go with for Infirmary Ward versus Trap Roman. Shout out to Roman. I'm gonna give that one to Roman. Those are my picks.
This whole time, I thought that, oh, man. Look, speaking of Infirmary Ward, those are not, I can't really disagree with the picks. Speaking of Infirmary Ward, which reminds me of Prison Break, like, you think he's just making excuses already because of his injuries? Like, nobody else has had injuries? Because, like, you look at his team, it's definitely been rattled.
I mean, he's played with a little bit of injuries, but, I mean, these are his picks, so who are you to blame for this? Exactly.
Honestly, I said that before looking at his team. Now that I looked at it, I mean, it's just some under, like Josh Jacobs. Is he ever going to run for 100 again? I don't know.
I mean, Cup was a bad pick, but that was due to our drafting early, so I give him the benefit of the doubt there.
No, I'm not giving him the benefit of the doubt. I had the pick where I could have taken Cup, and I looked at it and I said, this guy's in his 30s. He's already starting to show signs of injuries and decline, and I didn't think LA was going to look at all good this year. They don't really either. I think it's on him. He could have had Tariq Hill. I mean, so could I, but I'm a homer. I took my Satan. But you could have had Tariq Hill, my friend. How does that make you feel, my man? I don't know. I don't know what to say about it. How would you feel about that if you could have had Tariq Hill and you didn't get him, Sal?
You
have to reveal, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Okay. I wouldn't have taken Cup, so I don't really speak to that.
All right. I just want to get the facts straight. There's more than one person here making dumbass decisions. That's right.
Damn.
Always a pleasure, Philly Sal.
T Fantasy T, honestly, this has been a pleasure. I look forward to our next week's episode. I think we're going to have some more people calling in, so I hope you're prepared to hear some other opinions and a lot of other bullshit out of people's mouths, of course.
I love that, but I'm not sure about next week. If everybody's down, or then we get to. I was thinking maybe every couple of weeks. You know? Maybe the league doesn't even want this nonsense. Like, what are these two grown men doing a fucking podcast on a cover of a fantasy football league? What's wrong with them? I don't know. What can you do?
Listen, man, I enjoy the simple things in life. On a Wednesday evening, I don't mind. So it's all good to me.
Yeah,
so
it's simple. It's simple for you because you're sitting there with your cup of coffee or whatever, you know, probably watching something on mute in the background, and you're just talking to him like, "Hey, Philly Sal, how do you feel? You're great at it." But in the background, I gotta go take all these clips and chop this and merge this and we're doing a podcast. Like, I'm just going to make a couple of eggs and some, you know, some turkey bacon. You know what I'm saying? And you're coming at me with this next week. I'll decide next week, folks. But for you folks, you'll find out when the episode comes out, when the Podbean app alerts you.
Appreciate it, Fantasy T, for your time, efforts, and everything you're putting forward for this league.
You're damn right.
It's an honor to have you, you know?
That's right.
And shout out to the Make-A-Wish GM, you know?